Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
As everybody expected,
still no Mike Jones.
On Friday, Scottie Scheffler catching a charge. Not shocked.
He's a troublemaker. He always has been.
Dude, exactly.
I never trusted him.
I didn't either.
So, yeah, break this down, please, because I've read like three stories on this. I feel like I know what happened, but I'm still a little confused. So,
I think we all kind of are. I'm a little confused.
So, people obviously arriving to the course when there is, you know, an event like this, the regular flow of traffic lanes, everything are closed down,
moved,
Friday
morning,
changed.
Right?
Yes. Anyways, because of how patrons need to get to the course, how the players need to get to the course. So everything is kind of routed differently so that way people can get to the course rather like unlike just a regular Monday through Friday if someone were trying to get to the course, right? But because right. Major championship, everything's changed. Unfortunately, early in that morning, there was a volunteer worker that was hit by a charter bus and died at the scene. So that happened before some of the golfers were starting to show up. So then that added a whole other thing to how traffic was being flowed into the course, away from the course, because where it happened and, you know, proximity to the front entrance, it was near there. So not only are you have the traffic people that are trying to get people in and out of the course for the tournament itself, but you also have this accident that happened. So you have police officers there investigating and, you know, having a certain area blocked off because of ambulance, all that. So that was the situation Friday morning out in Louisville, Kentucky at Valhalla Golf Course. Basically sounds like just a big cluster F, essentially. And yeah, obviously super sad situation with what happened. With the reported confusion of what was supposed to happen for golfers, Scottie Scheffler, who was driving himself to the course, felt like he was instructed to go one way with his car, which was not apparently the correct way for him to go. He started going in said direction. A police officer was trying to get him to stop. He then took the liberty to try and either jump on like the side of the car, because I think he was driving like a big GMC Yukon, whatever the hell. And so I think he was trying to like jump on the car so he could bang on the window and tell him to stop, which Scottie did not immediately do. I don't think he was doing it just because like, F this guy. From what I understand, it was a rainy Friday morning as well. Again, a lot of confusion. So Scottie Scheffler, I assume, just didn't know what the hell was going on. And before he realized,
some dude just jumped on my car and is beating on the window for me to stop. Like, no.
There's also, you know, some of the volunteer workers were wearing highlighter yellow vests. The police officers were also wearing highlighter yellow vests. So just sounded like there was a bunch of confusion as far as what was going on. Apparently some golfers because of what was happening, they had to get out of their charter bus or wherever, and they walked like 2 miles to get to the course that morning because of everything being held up, and they wanted to make sure they got there in time to start warming up. And they weren't moving. So this then leads to the cop getting essentially thrown off of the car, and he falls down, which that could have ended up pretty terribly too if he gets rolled up under or gets even ran over in any instance. And then Scotty slows down, stops the car, rolls down the window, which where the cop then reaches in, opens the door, pulls Scotty out, puts his face up against the car, cuffs him, and takes him away. And this is like right outside the front entrance of Valhalla.
People are pulling up saying, is that Scotty Scheffler getting
arrested? Well, Jeff Darlington, a reporter for ESPN, was like right there and saw this all go down. And so as they're taking him away to the police car, he's trying to like follow them. And the cops are basically telling him, like, back up. No. Like, don't go any further. And he's like, I'm just trying to figure out what's going on. And then a cop even tells him, he's like, listen, he's going to jail and there's nothing you can do about it. That's one of the clips that's going around.
Where is Valhalla?
Louisville, Kentucky. Yeah. So I thought legitimately I was in a dream on Friday morning because I, you know, woke up at like 5 a.m., you know, checked the phone, went back to sleep. And in retrospect, I know that I saw the notification saying like Scotty Scheffler will make his tea time after his arrest on Friday morning. And it was just like, that's one of those things where it's like, that sounds like something you'd see in a dream. He got arrested before his round at a major tournament.
Seriously. If I'm Scotty Scheffler.
And then I woke up and saw everything. I'm like, oh my God, that actually happened. What the hell is going on? And started scrolling and finding all the news.
If I'm Scotty Scheffler, I'm going full Karen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know him to break him.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season. Streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Full Karen.
Well, someone asked him in the press conference.
I want batch numbers. I want this. I want to speak to your superior. I want all those things. Because, number one, if you are a volunteer or as a police officer,
This was a police officer. Yeah, jumped on the car.
But I don't know the difference. Joe was saying, I don't know the difference. Now you got the people that are working for the tournament that have the same green jump on, and then you have the police that are also wearing something similar. And then I'm a famous golfer, and somebody just hops on the side of my car, banging on it. I might not stop here for this. So it makes sense now why we were, and you know, because I'm reading stuff and kind of like you. You know, Jordan, like, it's not really telling me much, you know, as far as what I'm reading. Because my first thing is, was he drunk? Like, to get taken into custody and then released real quick so he can come play in his round? Like,
was he being a D?
I'm trying to get some, you know, but Joe is, you know, Mr. Golf Channel, Mr. Golf Network over here. So guaranteed he knows, you know, all those answers. But, yeah, if I'm Scotty Scheffler, I want to talk to the manager. I wanted to figure something out because this is not cool. Now, hopefully nobody was seriously hurt. Turns out some pants may have been ruined.
Yeah, in the police report, it literally said, like, what happened, and that the police officer's pants were damaged at a value of $80.
$80?
Beyond repair.
Who's going to pay for these pants?
Are you paying for the pants?
Yeah.
Squatty.
This has to come out of my pocket, all right? Listen, of all guys on the golf tour, and I'm sure there's a lot of great guys, Scotty Scheffler is probably in the like top five of guys least likely to get arrested for anything. Like, that dude is about as wholesome, level-headed as they come. And so, again, when I woke up and saw that, the notification, and I was like, oh my God, that wasn't a dream. This really happened. I was shocked.
Yeah. If you'd said Dustin Johnson was arrested, I'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Like,
Tiger's right, arrested again for, all right, you know, but Scottie Scheffler, I'm like, word?
But let's try to put yourself in this situation. I mean, so somebody was already hit by a vehicle and killed that morning, right?
Yes.
In an area where there's all kinds of stuff going on, there's more cars and people in that area that usually are, and, you know, with all this planning, that still happens. So obviously all these volunteers and police are on alert. Who else is on alert? The golfers themselves trying to get into this damn event. So you kind of, for me, like, I kind of understand both sides here. It's rainy. Scotty doesn't quite see what's going on outside, you know, so he wonders what the hell's going on. He's famous. Nobody should be hopping on his car. However, on the other side of things, you kind of get if a police officer, he is a police officer, he knows he is, Scotty doesn't, but he's trying to wave a car in a certain direction, he sees them go another. Okay, that's the potential for something to happen again with somebody getting hit.
So
you jump on the car and try to stop it, right? Like, I feel like both sides have some right and some wrong here.
So this is on golf.com. In short, after Scheffler pulled into the westbound lane, Gillis, who was directing traffic, police department Brian Gillis, he was directing traffic, stopped Scheffler, and gave him instructions. But according to Gillis, Scheffler refused to comply and accelerated forward, dragging him to the ground. In a statement Friday, Scheffler said that he had been proceeding as directed and that the incident resulted from a big misunderstanding of what I thought I was being asked to do. Scheffler was arrested, taken to Louisville Metro Department of Corrections, which I could only imagine if I was in that drunk tank and I saw Scottie Scheffler walk through those doors.
In his golf gear?
Oh, my God.
Bro, I know you.
Dude, do you have some short game tips for me real quick while I got you, please? My chipping has just been egregious. He was charged with 3 driving-related misdemeanors and second-degree assault of a police officer, which is a felony.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Well, his attorney said 0% he's going to actually be charged with that felony or follow
through. I'm pretty sure that I've already been seeing things.
Do you know what happened to those pants? Like, that's, yeah, he's going to jail.
Sorry, I gotta Scotty. Find the police report because, yeah, it was like the last. So, yeah. The police report, as Darlene described at the point, Gillis attached himself to the car. As Gillis, whose body camera was not activated during the incident, described it, he was dragged onto the ground by Scheffler's car, which led to pain, swelling, and abrasions to left wrist and knee, and damaging his pants, quote, beyond repair.
Do you have any proof?
It's because he crapped himself, probably. Yeah,
they asked him, do you have any proof of what happened? And he showed him his wrist. Look at these pants.
Look at this skid mark on these pants.
This doesn't just happen every day.
Look at this skid mark.
Unbelievable. That was, yeah. And then he goes out and shoots a 66. Isn't that not the most white guy thing you've ever heard? Oh, dude, I got arrested last night.
That's
all good. We still made it for my tea time. Let's get this going, boys.
The definition of unbothered, not tripping.
I mean, not just white guy. I'm pretty sure some NFL players have gotten arrested the night before a game and then caught out and done just fine the next day.
Well, I will say it hasn't been the best weekend for Scotty because even though he shot a 66 Friday, he shot his first over par round in 41 rounds of golf, which...
That's insane.
Insane. Like that's that. Insane. He had that long of a streak.
I couldn't imagine
going.
Being that good
yeah,
at golf to where after you said how many? 41 rounds?
41 straight rounds of not shooting over par.
That's crazy.
Either par or under the entire time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know him to break him.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.